Welcome to the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, where we talk about match reviews that either make us jump in joy or jump out the window. The latest Tottenham Hotspur news to piss about, transfer news that makes us deluded to win a trophy, and of course, hoping opposition clubs like Arsenal to burn down to the ground. Join me, your host at Tagalog Hotspur, through the ups and downs of supporting this football club. Come on, you Spurs!
I swear, man, like, supporting Spurs is like a roller coaster ride. You don't know what type of team will turn up on a day. Sometimes we will dominate Man City, we'll dominate Arsenal, and then we'll be Spursy and let Luton become like prime Barcelona in the very first 10 minutes. It's actually embarrassing. But we did get the win. But it was we were expected to win, and a draw would still count as loss because we're not supposed to drop points against Luton. And this game just shows how hard the Premier League is and how embarrassing and how we didn't turn up today. We had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. We have no injuries, probably with Van de Ven, who didn't come in. We also had Fraser Forster and then Solomon. So these are not key players. But on the Luton Town side, they had key players missing. And I heard there was a stat that I didn't even mention last episode, that they had 10 out of 11 key players missing. That's like having a thesis with your group members, with your 11 group members, for example. And then in the very last minute, a day before your defense, your teacher just tells you, hey, you're going to change all of it. You're going to change all of your members. And then you're going to have your defense. And then the panel will ask a lot of questions. And then they won't know anything because they haven't played for a very long time. And I didn't even know that we're facing against Luton because I actually went in. I mean, I knew that it was Luton, but I didn't know that we were facing like Barcelona in the first, prime Barcelona and prime Real Madrid in the first 10 minutes, where I think it was Chong got the score right below the knees of Pedro Porro, and then it was so easy, man. And I actually was like rushing home because I went to my grandfather's house. And then I went home as fast as I could. I was rushing, driving home so that I could see the game. And before anything else, the game starts at 11 p.m. PST here. It's nighttime. I'm actually very tired. And yeah, it was unlucky, man. And we conceded before the 10 minutes and it was just embarrassing, man. It's just we have been molested, we have been destroyed, we have been touched at home. But it was not the only thing that happened in the game. The first half is a stink fest. It was a fiesta, and I didn't even understand what is happening in the game because I don't understand most of the time, but it was just a clown fiesta, man. In the 90th minute, there was a what the F happened moment where Son had a chance, unlucky, man. It was like a pinball machine from the left to the right post and deflected towards Werner for a rebound. And then he shot and it was blocked like an excess phone number, blocked like an Arsenal fan. And it also deflected. It went to Sar, probably. I think it was Sar. Rebound number 2 went straight at the keeper. No homo, just straight. It was hashtag LGBTQ, straight, man. I mean, Son in the first half was playing bad, was playing poorly. He was like playing basketball, getting ankle breaker by Luton. He was passing out of bound balls towards a fan, like whatever, man. There was no comunicado. There was no communication with their wingers. Kulu has been stinking the place out. He was playing unbelievably bad. I could smell it all the way from London here in the Philippines. It's pissing me off, man. And with the team, they actually pissed me off. They just couldn't play well. It was like, I just mentioned the last podcast, that we're playing like Netflix and chill football, man. It was just like having a good movie. In the first half, it was all chilling. We're just watching a movie. And then on the second half, we just randomly turn up. It was like movie in the first half. Second half is just pounding, man. And I don't know, man. It's Luton. We're supposed to win like 5-0, 6-0 like Arsenal. But for some reason, we actually struggled at home. And I don't know what to react. Obviously, I'm happy. For those who didn't know, we won the game 2-1. I will mention all the goals. The first goal was I didn't even see the goal. I think it was like before 10 minutes, probably at 6 minutes, 7 minutes. It was Chong who scored the goal. It went past Pedro Porro. Hard to save from the keeper there. Vicari can't do anything about it. But there was no communication with our wingers, man. They just kept passing the ball, passing back the ball. They just tried too many like risky passes, and then we're just intercepted like Interstellar, man. And Werner, more like, where is our wingers, man? Where is Werner, man, in the first half? He got a lot of chances in the first half where he just skied it to Narnia and skied it to Pluto, man. But it was just embarrassing, man. I'm ranting right now, but I am still happy, you know. And then we were 1-0 down at halftime, and Ange was pissed off, man. And he was like, to all of the chances that Werner missed, Son missed, the unlucky chances, probably I think Madison also had a chance. I think Porro had a chance in the first half. I'm not really sure. But Ange was pissed, man. And at 1-0 down at halftime at home against a new Luton Town players with 10 key players out, it was embarrassing. And Ange was not having it, man. He was like pointing at the players who are sitting. He was like, you prepare. And it was funny to see, man. But it was a shit show, man. I was pissed. Not a good game. Not a good first half. It was like consistent right now. And I don't know what's happening. Spurs keeps on doing it. Netflix and chill. Chill in the first. I don't think if they're like doing the tactic where they just see the game out in the first half. They chill. They let the opposition like come. And just make things uneasy. Make them sweat. And I don't know, man. Because there are pro players, man. Pro football players. And if you... In a good day, they could just score and just put 10 men in the box and we can't score anything. And I know Son is having a hard time with a low block team, and we could see it here. I think he played international games, and there were some chances, especially the one with the unlucky pinball machine goal. And then I did mention that Kulu was stinking that place out. He was anonymous. He has been stinking the place out in the past few games for me. He was not playing well. I don't know what's happening with him. I do believe in him. I do trust in his capability to pass and cross and score a goal. But in this game specifically, in the past few games, maybe against Fulham also, he was just stinking the place out. And I did want to sub out Kulu at the 35th minute or something, because he was just, it's like we're playing with 10 men, man. It's just, it's hard to watch. It's like Conte. We're just relying on counters. So yeah, that was the first half. Second half, I mean, before the second half, I was chilling. I was talking to my girlfriend, talking about ranting about Spurs. I was chill. I was sitting down, just contemplating. Like, imagine that they just defended till the heavens, and then we lost 1-0. That would be embarrassing. Twitter will be on a rampage, and Spurs will be saying like, Ange out, sell everyone, sell Werner for $1, sell Son for $2. It's gonna be embarrassing, man. We're supposed to win Luton 5-0. I mean, I predicted like 3-1. Because I think that we'd would leak some goals. So yeah. So let's move on for the first half. Second half, we did play a little bit well. Johnson went in for Kulu. I did expect it because Kulu was taking the place out. As I have mentioned, he was like being a skunk on the field. It's like embarrassing. And Johnson went in, and then in the 50th minute, it was a good goal for Brennan Johnson assist. It was like Brennan John Cena STF attitude adjustment towards Werner to score a tap in. And I swear, if Werner missed that chance, I just want him to be sold immediately for like £1. I don't even care, man. I was so pissed if he missed. And he did have good chances and he just didn't score, man. I think we could have scored like 3-1 in the second half, in the early second half, but some unlucky chances there. We had good chances with Son, with Madison, with Werner. Even Poro was like playing good in the second half, and also Odogi. And there's some mistakes from Odogi, but we did play defensively like well. And yeah, I think it was just a tale of two halves. I think it's just the Netflix and chill football, man. We chilled for the first half, which I don't really want our team to be. I want them to keep on pressuring teams and just finishing the game, finishing their dinner in the first half, and just have a good night rest. And I swear, Luton made the game so hard for us at home. And I'm just happy that we did win. So again, good goal for Werner. It was a tap-in from Johnson. Johnson did play well. There were some good chances, and I think Luton got tired, like a minimum wage worker working for 48 hours straight. And then we had some decent defending on the second half. I did expect that Vicky van de Ven would come in for Dragosin, but I think he wasn't fully fit. And I think Dragosin played well in the second half, and even played decent in the first half, and so did Romero. And then Vicario saved a lot of goals, man. I think there was a chance in the first half, or was it the second half? Oh, I think it was against Clark. And then a few times this game, I think that Vicario is probably one of my man of the matches. We were struggling to open up Luton. We were struggling to destroy them like we should. But Vicario kept us in the game. Good saves. He just played well. And I don't think I have any judgment on Vicario, because I think with the defense he did keep it, he did become like a big man in the box. So did Romero and Dragosin, and I think Odogi played well, played decent. He did some sloppy passes here and there, but I think he played decent. So did Poro was good on the attack, and defensively he was decent. And there was some chances from Poro where he scored some 30 yard kicks. There was one chance where he took the free kick where it skied to Narnia again. But no harsh things about the wing backs. They did play well. Our defensive football is playing well. The players are doing well. I did want to have more defensive players in the last like 10 minutes, but I think they just played it well and they just passed the ball to that. The 67th minute, we got Bentancur in and Madison was subbed out. And probably I heard that it was a knock for Madison, because he went down the tunnel. I hope that it's not that serious. That's probably just a knock. I hope that it's not a serious injury. We do need Madison, and he has been playing well in the second half. And then I just got worried when Bentancur went in, because I thought that Madison played well, but I heard that it was probably just to chill around and be careful with Madison, because he could have another injury, which I know that Maddison is injury prone. So yeah. And Bentancur did play well. He did push the game, push the ball forward a lot of times. And he was good on our attack. I think Bentancur played well. And overall, we did play well. And then we pounded them in the second half with 2 goals. And Son and Werner missed a lot of chances. And there was more chances of getting struck by lightning twice than them finishing their dinner. It was pissing me off at that time because at that time, 67 minute, we were like 1-1. And I thought that we would have a draw. But I kept thinking on myself and I kept thinking that we should at least see Son score a goal. Because I had a feeling that Son would score a goal. So, I had thoughts where we put Son at that time at the 67th to 70th minute. I had thoughts on putting Son on the left and then Richie in because Richie was in the lineup also. I mean, he's in the bench probably because of an injury. I'm not really sure because I heard he had a knock. And I also thought that Richie should play left and then Son would put in the middle still. And then in that second half, I could see that Son has been playing well, man. He was playing like right back, right wing, left wing, playing Madison's role, playing striker. He was everywhere. He was doing like Kane last season. And he does deserve to have that goal. And that goal was amazing, man. But before we talk about the goal, there was an unlucky chance where Johnson could score. And the ball went in. Johnson was in the box. It was like 1 yard tap in. It went in. The keeper's like left hand strong hit the ball. It bounced off, and it went inside the goal. It was literally inside the goal, but it didn't touch the ground. And should I say that Luton defender has some good pullout game, man? The way he kicked that ball out in the last millisecond. Like, whatever, man. And I thought that we were cursed. And Richie went in the last 6 minutes plus 9 minutes at a time. And also, shout out to Richie for opening up. I know that mental health is very important for everyone. So if ever you have some issues, like, mentally, whether you have some thoughts about, like, giving up on life, just know that I'll always be here. Your friends are always there. Your family is always there. Just open up, man. It will lighten up your heart. And if you don't want to talk to them, you can just write it down on a piece of paper, maybe a notepad, or just speak it out randomly in bed. And of course, don't forget to pray. But I'm not gonna tell you to just pray. Just pray, and then everything will go sound and go better and be better. But just know that everyone doesn't want you to leave the earth. You do have a purpose in this world. Everything will be better in the end. And there's always gonna be rainbow after the rain. And I do respect Richarlison for speaking out his mind, speaking out his heart. We all know that these people on the pitch, they are footballers and they earn a lot of money, but in the end of the day, they're still people. And then I know right now I'm judging each and every single one of them, and I want them to be sold out expeditiously, and I want to like sell the club and just sleep, man. But in the end of the day, it's just the feeling of the fans. They do expect a lot of things for people, and they're just human, man. So shout out to Richarlison and the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, the Tagalog Hotspur. Me, as a person, Jerry, would like to bring in our hearts and support towards Richie and his quest with mental health and his issues, like personally and internally. Every one of us has their own issues. We're just afraid to speak it out. And I encourage everyone, whoever we are and whatever we're going through, just know that there are always people who love you. who care for you and who'd always support you in the end of the day, even though that you don't think that they do or you don't think you deserve it, but you have a purpose in this world again. And just find your purpose, man, and focus on a hobby, improving yourself, go to a therapy session, speak to someone who is professional when it comes to these things, help yourself, and let people help you. So yeah, so going back to the game, where was I? Oh yeah, Richie was subbed in the last 6 minutes plus 9 minutes added time. Since at that time, I noticed that Luton has a lot of injuries. I think Chong had an injury. He was subbed out. And then another player from Luton. And I'm sorry, man. I don't know who are the Luton players. But speaking of players, I forgot to mention our lineup. Let's start with Luton. It was a 4-3-3 formation with Thomas Kaminski at goal, Kabore, Mengi, Bork, and Doughty. I don't know, Doughty is a good player there. I think he has like seven assists. I mean, like, Luton are playing good with crosses, man. And there's some points in the game where even the last like few minutes that they had a chance because of those long balls in the box, there's still a force to be reckoned with. If only that they had better players. The system does work for each of them. And it's unlucky that they're having a crisis right now. And it's lucky for us that they had some injuries. They got tired. And of course, the pressure within the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, the atmosphere, it was just too much for them. I do want, Luton, if I were to pick Luton, Sheffield United, and Burnley, I would want Luton to stay up. Even though that technically, like mathematically, I mean that they're probably out or like struggling to stay in the Premier League. I do want them to stay because they have been playing well, man. I do like how they play. They did almost win against us when we went to Luton Town, to Kenilworth Road, when we won 1-0 and then Bissouma got sent off. And then there are some cases where Luton played well at home, especially against big teams. So I think that when in the perfect time, I think Luton will play well and probably be a good mid-table or lower table team like Everton. I think they do, out of the three teams that went from the championship, they do deserve to stay. But it's just unlucky that, you know, the Premier League is harsh and there's a lot of teams that would capitalize and open you up and perform Cesarion on your team. So yeah. Going back, their midfielders are like Rose Barkley, Luke Berry, and Pelly Mpanzu. Probably butchered that. And of course, their forwards are Chong, who scored the goal, Townsend, I know Townsend, and the captain, Maurice, with their substitute, Shea, Krul, Hashioka, which also will mention Hashioka was also deflected for the second goal. We have Joe Johnson, Piesold, Clark, Onyedinma, Nelson, and Woodrow. I don't know 80% of those team, but yeah. And of course, we all know our team. Vicario, Dragozin, Romero, Paro, Odogi, Bissouma, James Maddison, Timo Werner, Kulusevski, Pop Mate Star, Song Yongmin, and our substitute are Brandon Austin, Emerson Royal, Ben Davis, Mickey Van de Vendetta, Pierre-Emile Horiberg, Lo Celso, Bentancur, and Richarlison, and Brennan Johnson. Of course, I don't want to get percent of our team. So yeah, those are our players. And speaking about our team, I think our defense played well. Our midfielders, Bissouma, didn't play well in the first half, but he grew out in the game. I think he was passing the ball towards the box, and he was dribbling in the box at some point. He was playing well. And there's some times that where he would be facing front, face to face at the goal, but he just passed it. James Maddison also played well, but he was subbed out because he had a knock. Probably he was a knock. And Timo Werner has a lot of missed chances, man. Some offsides. Not that it should worry us, but there has been a lot of chances that he missed. Same with Son. And Kulusevski, I did mention that he did stink the place out. Papma Cesar, he did sub out for Lo Celso. I think it was Lo Celso, I think, yeah. And Song Yung-min was also subbed out by Yo Hoiberg. So, yeah. So, going back, what else happened? Oh, of course, when it mattered the most, the godfather and the Hyung-min son lives and be swimming with the fishes in the dying end. Bars got the goal from the deflection after all the hate from the Tagalog Hotspur. When it mattered the most, Son shut him out. I don't know who the hell does Jerry think he is, but Son with an amazing goal in the box. I think it was Johnson who passed the ball to Son, and he was like against like four defenders, and he shot the goal, deflected from who was the player again? I forgot his name. Who was the name? I think it was like Hashioka. Yeah, he was Hashioka. Deflected, and then we did score the goal. And then, well, what else happened? And Højbjerg also subbed in for Son, and we just passed the ball to death. There was a chance of Luton, I didn't mention, with a cross in the box, but we were chilling with our defending. Our defending was Hen Hao, or in Chinese translation, it means, to English, very good. So my mans of the match would be Brennan Johnson with a 2 assists starting from the second half. Son with the goal. Vicario saving everything like a Skyrim boss fight. And probably Pedro Porro for just being Porro. And I think for me, out of all those people, I think Johnson deserves the man of the match. And Vicario. But I think the Premier League will vote for Son. And Son does deserve it, man. So we just work so hard, man. And from 1-0 down to win 2-1. And yeah. It was a good game for Spurs. Good game for us. We were lucky. And I don't know if we were lucky, but we were supposed to win that. And there are some moments that we could have destroyed them. And I don't think we were lucky. We were so unlucky. Especially the unlucky chances with Werner, with Son, with the ting tong tang tang ting, and it just passes to everywhere like a ricochet gun bullet. Johnson also with that pass, it literally went in and went out like some prostitute or whatever in the room. So yeah, overall, so proud of the team for trying their best. It was not a good game. We did expect a lot. But in the end of the day, 3 points is 3 points, whether it's 20-0 or 1-0. So it doesn't matter. We keep on moving forward. We move on to the next game. I think we're against West Ham next. We will be talking about the preview next. Check out the next episodes. Thank you so much for your support. And going away from football, I did mention that I went home like late. So the game for Spurs right now would be at like 11 p.m. PST. It was late night, man. And I'm still going away at 4 a.m. And it's currently 2 a.m. right now. Just staying awake, man, for this team. Since I was a child, it's the support, man. So yeah, shout out to me watching Godzilla X Kong. This is not a Godzilla podcast, I don't know, but we're talking away from football and it's my podcast, so whatever. Spoiler free reaction. We had good reviews from the fans from a Godzilla or Kong enthusiast slash lover slash kaiju watcher, probably. I did enjoy the film. It was fast-paced, straight to the point. There was that people talking were boring, and I love the fighting from the monsters. I love the interactions. I love that the dialogues of the monsters could be understood by just looking, and the way they interact with different monsters. You could just see the dialogue there. There's less people talking, less human dialogues, which like kaiju lovers would love, especially those who watch Godzilla in the Godzilla and King Kong, of course. The critics did have mixed reactions to it, like 56% in the Rotten Tomatoes. But I don't care, man. I think that critics are just, they're like result of incest, man, honestly. I don't know what they want. It's just every single film, not just the Godzilla and the King Kong movies, and any other movie. They just, I don't know what makes them happy. They just want to have like an Oscar-winning movie. But this is a movie with a plot where just a giant lizard that breathes atomic breath and a giant monkey who wants to punch each other and buildings getting destroyed and explosion, whatever. It's a monster mash. I don't know what critics expect. They do want more human dialogue, according to some critics, which is funny because last movie in the Godzilla versus Kong, I think the critics said that they want more monster fights, and there's too much dragging from the human dialogues, which is true. We do want more kaiju fights. And now, since the director, Adam Wingard, did put more effort in what the fans want, and now the critics are complaining about the human dialogue being so little, and then the kaiju fight, and then I don't care, man. They're trash. But there are good reviews from the fans, and that's what matters. The fans pay the money. They do the support. Same with me in the Tottenham games, and same with you listening right now. We spend as much money to support something. Same goes to our children. Same goes to whatever hobby we do. We support it. And Godzilla carried the movie just like Vicario and Johnson for me. So yeah, there goes your football. And shout out to everyone who watched the game today. March 30, 11 PM PHT. Today is actually the AIA Tottenham Hotspur match, where it's in support of spreading awareness about breast cancer. So by watching the game, you're not just supporting the footballers, but you're also advocating for women's health. So the Spurs chose the charity for the match is at I Can Serve Foundation. So you can learn more about the foundation and what they do, which is you can check their website at www.icanservefoundation.org. Honestly, this is not a sponsored podcast, but on behalf of the Pitch Perfect Spurs podcast, the Tagalog Hotspur would like to spread the awareness about breast cancer. I had some family members who survived breast cancer. It's a very big deal. A lot of people are experiencing that right now. It's important to spread awareness, to know about it, and then to find ways, whether if you have it or not, just help each other out, man. We're all living in the same world together. We need to help each other. That's how world peace works. So yeah, overall, happy for the win. Happy for all the support, especially with mental health, with the breast cancer awareness. The world needs help. and it starts with you. We're just sharing the world again. So thank you again. This is my first instant match reaction. Don't be harsh on me. I will improve, especially my the system and the way we talk about the games. At some point, it's just a roller coaster of emotions. I am pissed at some point, and at some point in myself, I am proud with the team. So hope we continue this form. I hope we win the next game and the next game and the next game, and then let's just go to top four, man. We deserve it for this season. Thank you everyone for listening. This has been your host at Tagalog Hotspur. My name is Jerry, and I'll see you in a bit. Come on, you Spurs. Again, I'll say that again. Come on, you Spurs. Let's go.